Okay, so let's start with how did you guys meet?
Sorry, I hadn't thought about that at all.
I thought that was the question he was going to ask. It's like, I hate you for first an answer, like the safe answer.
The safe answer, the grandparent answer.
Yeah, is... great grandparent answer.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. We met at trades, you know, like...
We met at the trades because Fiona introduced us, didn't she?
Yeah. Fiona Love, she worked with me at the studio. She got me basically 90% of my clients at the studio. It was... so she just decided to take me out in Hebden and bumped into Verity.
Yeah.
What were you doing at the studio?
Well, I'm a music producer, so I was at the time I was managing and just sort of working with clients and yeah, at the time I was very 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 stressed out and I think Fiona just sort of took pity on me and just took me out for a night out. And there were some good bands on at Trades Club, yeah. So.
No, but you was like, what's going on here?
What's up with all of this?
What's up with all of this? Like, I can teach you how to dress properly.
Oh my God, yeah. So Verity decided she was going to take me on as her little project.
Yeah. You did look like shit though, so.
It's yeah, it's because I've been working all day and then I, you know, just came straight to trades. I wasn't expecting to bump into the love of my life, you know.
But, you know, I was in a relationship with someone else at the time, so, like, we just kind of hit it off as friends and then we kind of, like, stayed in touch for a bit, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like, for about a year and a half and then...
Yeah, and I sort of, it was kind of nice because from a distance I'd sort of watched the progression of Elodie growing up and sort of becoming a real person just by sort of Facebook, just sort of seeing little posts and stuff and then sort of Evelyn was born and when we reconnected I felt like I knew them really well and it was kind of nice.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like, I feel really sad that I wasn't there for their younger life, but, you know, I'm here now.
When we sort of started reconnecting, like, the way that we'd met each other before, like, we
children
talked,
were apart.
We talked a lot about it before, hadn't we? Like, when we first met, like, we'd seen each other a few times, and then it was kind of worrying for me because, like, my situation had massively changed because I've got another child. So, and my kind of knowledge of Piper's lifestyle was just, you know, she went out all the time and, like, you know, had a pretty cool life and stuff. And I was really worried about us getting to know each other again because my life is basically watching Disney films and staying in. So I was really concerned that our life is going to be completely different. And, and yeah, that kind of troubled me a little bit before we started hanging out. And then the more that we did that, the less it worried me. Because Piper's completely accepting of everything. And I guess as a single mum, like, you're always really, really worried about accepting your partner. Because it's not just you that they're getting into a relationship with, it's your children as well. And Piper was really, really upfront with that from the beginning. Even before we were kind of thinking about being in a relationship, she always said, you know, I'm fully aware that if I'm dating you, I'm going to be dating your children. And I've been completely overwhelmed with how amazingly accepting and caring and loving she's been towards my children.
You know, I've never thought about parenthood. I've never really considered it as something that I'd actually choose to do. I'd never thought of myself as ever being a mum. I always thought maybe I'd probably be a good one, but I'd never thought that my life would actually take that turn, especially not quite so quickly. I took to it really, really, really well, like, very quickly. So I went straight from, on that, when we had that second date, I, you know, instantly wanted to have another one, but I wanted Evelyn to be there. I wanted to, you know, experience the house, you know, as it was. And for from that point on, really, it was, we were a unit, weren't we?
Mm.
I think you'd prepped me a little bit, hadn't you? You said, like, Elodie's going to ask a lot of questions. She's going to be very inquisitive. And she was, like, I think the first time I spent any actual time with her, like, she'd just come home from school, and it's notoriously bad when she's just come home from school. It's the worst time to be around her because she's always moody and ready to go to bed, basically. And I made her a drink or something, and she just came into the kitchen and just went, "You sound like a boy." I said, "Yeah. Some girls have deep voices." And I was just really unsure. And I kept looking at you like, "Help, help." What do I say? What happens now? And you left me to it because you're lovely.
So that was, you know, there was a lot of questions that she wanted. Her notion of boys and girls have been very straightforward at that point. So one of the first questions she asked was, "Piper's got a really deep voice though, but I know she's a girl, but also she's got a really deep voice."
So was she already figuring it out, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was figuring it out. So we just said, "Yeah, she's a girl though." And she was very, very interested in Piper putting her makeup on and Piper kind of getting dressed.
She'd just like sit on her hands and knees and just watch me do it.
Yeah, that whole kind of process. And
do you remember what she said when I did my eyebrows? I was very annoyed. She said, "Why have you drawn angry eyes?"
Angry eyebrows. Yeah.
Thanks, Elodie.
she was just very kind of not curious, but I guess we're kind of disrupting what she'd learned about gender to that point. So Piper was kind of presenting her with conflicting things. So she understood that Piper was a girl, and she always understood that, and she never really questioned that. But she was saying, "You've got a boy's voice though, but I know you're a girl." And then later on, she'd say, "You've got hairy arms though, but I know you're a girl." And then a little bit later on, she was saying, "We had a conversation about boys and girls bits," because she was talking about them. And she said, and I said, "You know, some girls have different bits to other girls." And she said, "Oh, right, so does Piper have a willy though?" Just joking, it's a joke. But does she though? Does she? Does she have one though? And she has been kind of snooping on Piper in the shower and really wanted to see Piper getting dressed. But we've just tried to steer her away from that as a thing. And generally, she's been so accepting of Piper just being a girl and being a mum.
Because I think a lot of people say that you can overcomplicate it, and a lot of people who, I don't know, are sort of against trans people in families, because that's quite a prevalent thing. They'll say, like, "Oh, what about the children? They won't understand it. It'll be too confusing for them." And then other people on our side will say, you know, "Well, you just gotta say, well, that's a girl," and they'll accept it. It's not quite that simple. It has taken us a little while. I think there's a bit of a black and white view that tends to happen, but it's...
Because there's been certain things that disrupt her notion of what's a boy and what's a girl.
Yeah, society is what it is, you know.
Because she's grown up knowing boys and girls in the kind of normal binary sense. So when she said, like, "You've got hairy arms, you've got a deep voice," and we said, "Yeah, but she's still a girl," and then she's accepted that. So as long as you've given her a straight answer, she's been happy with that, and she's always gone along to be happy with that, you know.
And I think that actually, I feel like that's quite healthy for her to recognise girls as something that don't have this very rigid, hairless, high-voiced, prim Barbie girl thing about them.
Absolutely.
Because that's very much a thing that's very prevalent in society, and I think that's a more healthy upbringing to get a child to understand that girls aren't this thing that we aspire them to be. They are hairy, they are sweaty, they are deep voice there, gross, just like boys, you know?